First, what if you went for a run every day for the next year? Not your cup of tea. How about the next 40 years? The current active record for what's called run streaking, or running every day for consecutive days, is 18,616 days, or almost 51 years, held by a man named John Sutherland. For women, the total is 14,636 days, or just over 40 years, held by Lois Bastian. You don't have to be superhuman to do this. In fact, you don't even have to be a runner. You can choose your amount of time and how much you want to run. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you've ever gotten one of these running streaks on your own self, we'd love to hear from you, no matter how short or long you kept it up. What motivated you to try? Did it bring any benefits to your life? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. Elizabeth Millard is a freelance writer focusing on health, wellness, fitness, and food. She wrote a feature, Streaking Helped Me, for Runner's World magazine. Elizabeth, thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Well, you profile a bunch of people who built these running streaks for a variety of reasons. First of all, can you talk to us about the idea behind this and why it's different from what a lot of runners might normally do?
Yeah, absolutely. So Runner's World has maintained that kind of streak of their own, I would say. They started in 2011 doing a Thanksgiving to New Year's streak for readers. And it was just a way to kind of invite people into the running community. And since then, they've maintained the Thanksgiving to New Year's, but they've also added, like they're doing this year, which is Memorial Day to the 4th of July. And just a little bit of a challenge for people, something fun, something new. And I think that this year, it's especially compelling just because so many races have gotten canceled.
Is this something you've done yourself?
I have done some consecutive days of running, yes, but not certainly 47 years or whatever it is.
Well, right. No, I didn't mean that length of running. You've strung some days together, though, from time to time, it sounds like.
Yeah, some days together. But, you know, in talking to a lot of the people that I profiled, they're so inspiring, and I think that I didn't give it enough time to be kind of truly transformative in the way that they found it to be. So I think I'm going to give it another shot.
Now let's talk about the transformative nature of this. And some of the people you profile in the piece got through some very difficult times in their lives, in part through building this daily running habit. Can you share a story or two?
Sure. You know, they were so fascinating in terms of where they started. Most of them started as a way to kind of overcome something. So there were a couple that were dealing with a very, you know, difficult divorce. One of them was fighting breast cancer, and she was in active treatment at the time that she was running, which is just phenomenal. And she talked about how she would have to sit down and cry sometimes when she was running, but she felt like doing that run was part of her mental health and feeling like she'd be more resilient to get through treatment. And I interviewed a woman who, and it wasn't the only woman that I've talked to, who was 8 months pregnant.
Wow.
At the time that she was doing her run streak, and she since has sent me an email and said that she did indeed stick to her plan to run on her delivery day. So she got her mile in.
Wow.
on her day, and she's not the only one I've talked to that has run on a delivery day. So kudos, you know.
Now, a lot of people are probably in my boat and think this sounds overwhelming, but it sounds like you kind of set your own pace and your own distances and things like that. And you know, you don't have to feel like, yeah, I'm doing a marathon, you know, every day. And not that anybody's doing that so much, but we can kind of set our own milestones if we do a running streak.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that if you want to do something that's within the definition of the U.S. Running Streak Association, so you want to be completely legit, then the definition is a mile per day. But that is not a continuous mile. It used to be, but they changed the definition. So if you want to do a quarter mile four times in one day, then you can do that. But, you know, apart from the definition, let's say that you just want to do a quarter mile anyway and you just decide to do it every day. I think that the more important thing is to do it every day as opposed to the actual mileage that you're putting in.
Talking to Elizabeth Millard, a writer who focuses on health, wellness, fitness, and food, about a piece she wrote for Runner's World magazine. She profiled a bunch of different people who had done these running streaks where they set consecutive goals. Every day they ran X amount. They shared their stories in this piece. Another one I thought I was really amazed by, a person named Mo, I think, who hadn't ran in a long time. She used it to help stay sober. Can you talk about that story a little bit?
Yeah, and Mo was another one who, she started the run streak as a way to kind of overcome a difficult breakup. And she was challenged during that kind of traumatic time in her life to kind of revert back to some behaviors that she had, so to go back to not being sober. And so she, when she started running, she thought, you know, she felt good every time she ran. She felt like she was running further away from, you know, that risk of addiction. And I, that's another profile that I did, James Henson. He was also running to stay sober as part of his recovery. So, I mean, it's kind of a beautiful story that they can see the benefit of running as a way to kind of build their emotional health.
I wanted to mention James Henson's story because he's a trucker, and I've heard over the years on this show and other shows a lot from truckers who, I understandably, have a hard time getting exercise into their daily lives. How did he, on the road, make this daily running habit work?
He is so amazing. So he would stop at a rest stop, and he told me that, you know, running at a rest stop is not a great idea just because of all the diesel fumes. So he would use an app to find running routes in whatever place he was in. And off he would go. He would get changed in his truck into his running clothes. And at first it was just a little bit to explore. And, you know, it's such a sedentary kind of profession. So it helped him to kind of clear his head a little bit more when he was on the road. And he told me a great story about how he was almost to the end of one run, and he was in Ohio, and he turned around, and there was a whole buggy full of Amish people behind him, like, cheering him on. So he decided to go a little bit further. I mean, it's really sweet, the kinds of places that people go to and the experiences they have, because every run is different.
Now, the mindset and the mentality here is interesting to me, because a lot of times when I think of runners, they're getting ready for whatever. If they're starting off, it might be the 5K, or they're getting ready for the marathon, or the ultra marathon, or whatever it might be. This isn't necessarily that. This is kind of a different approach, isn't it?
Yeah, and definitely. I mean, some of them are training for something, but I think the mindset is to have that consistency and that structure. And, you know, one thing that really struck me is that there's a very common thread besides running with everyone, which is that the benefits, the kind of emotional, mental benefits, crept up on them a little bit. So they just found more focused. They felt more disciplined. You know, the woman I mentioned who was pregnant said that she felt like she was a better parent, calmer, all that great stuff.
That's interesting. They crept up on them. They probably went in thinking, and some of the stories, I'm going to get physical benefits of this. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to be in better shape, things like that. The people you talked to in some cases didn't foresee those benefits you were just talking about, the mental and emotional.
Yeah, there's a ripple effect where they all of a sudden, maybe there's a situation they would have been angry at before, and then now they're, you know, calmer in there, and then they attribute that to their run streak.
As we wrap up, Elizabeth, you mentioned Runner's World is doing that challenge starting Memorial Day, and that sounds nicer for runners here in Wisconsin than the one that runs Thanksgiving to New Year's.
And maybe you have to be a little tougher to do the other one.
Yeah, exactly. Are you going to be on board starting Memorial Day?
I think I will be. I read back over the article, and I think, yeah, I think I'm in.
Well, good luck to you keeping that up, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks so much.
That's Elizabeth Millard, freelance writer focusing on health, wellness, fitness, and food. She wrote the feature, Streaking Helped Me, for Runner's World magazine. We've got a few links where you can learn more about run streaking up at WPR.org/Central Time.